The Egyptian army has always been considered a music hall turn, the Gilbert and Sullivan opera of the Nile. The standing army at home and those in the India service snigger when they speak our name, Penrod told the other members of the party. He and Ryder lolled against the transom of the felucca. Jane Ballantyne, Saffron and Amber sat on gaily coloured cushions on the deck. They were sailing upstream in the hired felucca to climb to the summit of the Pyramid of Cheops at Giza and afterwards to picnic in the shadow of the Sphinx. How vulgar and silly of them, Amber came immediately to his defence. In all truth, they had good reason at one time, Penrod admitted. But that was the old army in the bad old days. Now the men are paid. The officers do not steal their rations and turn tail and run at the first shot. The men are not beaten when they fall sick, but are sent to the doctor and the hospital. All of you must come to the review on Monday. You will see some parading and drilling that will astonish you. My father was a colonel in the Black Watch, as you know, Penrod, said Jane. I cannot claim to be a great expert, but I have read something of military affairs. Papa saw to that. As soon as we knew that we were coming to Cairo, Amber and I read every book about Egypt on the shelves of the library at Clare Castle, as well as Sir Alfred Milner's excellent England in Egypt. Nowhere have I heard it suggested that the Egyptian fellaheen are good soldierly material. Well, what you say is true. It was always unlikely that the rich and fertile delta, with its enervating climate, would produce warriors. The fellaheen may be cruel and callous, but they are not fierce and bloodthirsty. On the other hand, they are stoic and strong. They meet pain and hardship with indifference. Theirs is a kind of docile courage that we more warlike peoples can only admire. They are obedient and honest, quick to learn, and above all, strong. What they lack in nerve, they make up for in muscle. Pen, darling, that's all well and good about the Egyptians, but tell us about your Arabs, Amber interjected. Ah, but you know them well, my heart, Penrod smiled tenderly at her. If the Egyptian fellaheen are mastiffs, then the Arabs are Jack Russell Terriers. They are intelligent and quick. They are venal and excitable. They do not lend themselves willingly to discipline. You can never trust them entirely. But their courage is daunting. At Abu Klea, they came against the square as if they gloried in death. If they give you their loyalty, and they seldom do, it is a link of steel that binds them to you. War is their way of life. They are warriors, and I respect them. Some I have learnt to love. Yakob is one of those. Nazira is another, Amber agreed. Oh, I wonder what's become of her, and of our dear sister Rebecca. Saffron shook her head sorrowfully. I dream of her most nights. Is there nobody in military intelligence who can discover this for us? Believe me, I have tried diligently to find news of Rebecca. However, the Sudan is closed off from the world as though in a steel casket. It slumbers in its own nightmare. Would that one day we have the will and the way to end the horror and set her people free. Rebecca is the first of those we would liberate.